Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today we're diving into the recent advancements surrounding Intel Xeon 6780E Sierra Forest, and how it's shaking up the dual socket server world. Since its release, the Xeon 6780E has registered about a 14% improvement in performance, largely owing to ongoing improvements on the software front, especially open source and Linux. These enhancements are not just making numbers look good on paper. They're changing how organizations consider server deployments. Let's break down exactly what's driving these gains, how Xeon stacks up against rivals like AMD's EPYC9965 Turin Dense, and why software matters more than ever. First up, performance enhancements. Xeon's hardware is solid, but the real magic is in the recent software tweaks, particularly within the Linux ecosystem. A standout addition is the open_tree_namespace feature. This kernel feature totally overhauls how mount namespaces are managed, streamlining processes for container applications, and boosting overall efficiency for workloads that require concurrent operations. What does that mean for folks running virtualized and containerized environments? In simple terms, it's quicker, lighter on its feet, and can handle a lot more simultaneous tasks without bogging down the server. This is especially relevant for businesses leaning into cloud-native applications and microservices, where containers reign supreme. But it's not just about new features, it's the cumulative impact of continuous optimizations. Across updates, the Linux kernel has focused heavily on reducing overhead, improving I/O throughput, and tightening security for enterprise environments. That's a big reason why this new Xeon is edging ahead in contemporary benchmarks. Speaking of benchmarks, let's pit Intel against its long-standing competitor, AMD. AMD's EPYC9965 remains a juggernaut, touting a mighty 128-core architecture that has kept it at the top of many performance charts. However, the narrative shifts when you factor in how well-optimized software can take advantage of dual-socket Xeon setups. In a variety of workloads, be it data analytics, commercial databases, or microservice orchestration, the Xeon 6780E closes the gap considerably. The competitive edge is, once again, found in how effectively the system's software leverages hardware capabilities. Where the Xeon shines is its ability to keep up with, and often surpass, the raw core count of AMD's flagship due to tight integration and container-centric optimizations. That's noteworthy for buyers, especially as many are searching for best value versus raw horsepower. Now, beyond just outright speed, thermal design and power management are front of mind for modern enterprises. Both AMD and Intel have refined their architectures to handle ever-increasing workloads without guzzling more power or generating excessive heat. But in recent stress tests, the Xeon consistently ran cooler and more power-efficient under massive loads. This isn't just a technical footnote. It's critical for data centers looking to keep operational costs low while scaling out their infrastructure. For many Australian businesses, energy costs can be a substantial chunk of the server's total cost of ownership. Every bit of thermal and power efficiency helps when kitted out with racks of dual-socket systems running 24/7. All these improvements make the Xeon 6780E a compelling contender, especially when paired with Linux's open-source innovation. Now, let's zoom in a bit on how recent Linux features are changing the container story. The introduction of innovations like open_tree_namespace isn't just a technical curiosity. It's transformative in production workloads. It allows container runtimes like Docker and Podman to take shortcuts in mounting file systems, reducing lag and cutting out potential errors in application startup and deployment. That means less waiting for services to come online, smoother orchestration, and higher reliability when rolling out critical updates. In past cycles, the costs, whether in time, complexity, or performance, of managing container workloads could quickly spiral, adding layers of headaches for SYS admins and developers alike. Now, with streamlined Linux improvements and dual-socket Xeon setups, those costs are being seriously curtailed, freeing up teams to focus on building and deploying rather than maintaining. For companies eyeing new deployments, this should factor into hardware choices as much as raw specs. Let's talk about some real numbers. In recent benchmarks, the Xeon 6780E posted significant improvements over earlier models, especially in multi-threaded workloads. For example, in SPE-Synth and SPE-CJBB tests, Xeon has managed to match, and sometimes eclipse, EPYC options when using software that's tuned for concurrent operations. The combination of hardware support and software refinement means Xeon can handle the explosive growth in simultaneous requests seen in today's container-driven architectures. Thermal and energy efficiency tests revealed that while both platforms are efficient, Xeon's optimized cooling and power draw are a boon when you're on the hook for energy bills at scale. That's a huge argument for cloud providers, hosting companies, and enterprise IT teams across Australia looking for reliable, cost-efficient scaling. Another major point in Xeon's favor: software compatibility. Thanks to the collaborative efforts of the open source community, Intel has aligned kernel patches and driver improvements to work hand-in-hand with their hardware advancements. When a new Linux feature rolls out, like those accelerating container startups or boosting storage throughput, it's supported almost immediately, ensuring deployments aren't left behind waiting for patches. Developers are noticing that these improvements don't just incrementally increase performance, they fundamentally alter how quickly they can ship and scale new software in production. That tight coupling between open source progress and hardware support is proving to be a winning combination for enterprises. Ultimately, the Xeon 6780E is not just about raw numbers, it's representative of a strategic shift. Intel is doubling down on its commitment to open source, underpinning its hardware with robust and nimble software ecosystems. For Australian organizations, especially those depending on agile infrastructure, cloud-native development, and rapid deployment cycles, this approach is invaluable. So, if you're weighing up options for your next server investment, Xeon's leap ahead will influence how you assess total cost of ownership, not just upfront price tags. The boost in performance yields quicker computations, increased throughput, and less downtime, which collectively add up over time for tangible business value. Plus, the consistent feedback loop between open source contributors and Intel's engineering means you're not left waiting for mission-critical bug fixes or compatibility updates. The future is looking bright for the Xeon lineup, especially as Intel continues to innovate at both chip and software layers. That's not to count AMD out. Competition is fierce and benefits end users, but Intel's moves show a concerted strategy worth noting. Speaking of innovation, it's worth briefly touching on related tech trends that are reshaping the broader landscape. Open source isn't just lifting server performance. Think about platforms like Seed Studio, whose robotic arms have cut down costs and lowered barriers in the field of robotics automation. The interdependence between software and hardware is clear. Smarter, more capable open source software unlocks new use cases for hardware platforms everywhere. What you're seeing now in enterprise servers is echoed right across tech, from consumer devices and IoT to industrial automation and beyond. So as you weigh up hardware for business growth, consider innovation not just as specs, but in terms of ecosystem and compatibility too. Wrapping up, Intel's Xeon 6780E Sierra Forest shines thanks to clever, collective efforts in the open source community and a clear focus on modern enterprise needs. Coupled with Linux kernel improvements like open_tree_namespace, the competitive distance to AMD's flagship is closing fast, especially for dynamic, container-heavy workloads. These changes underline a bigger movement. Software and hardware are evolving hand in hand, and savvy IT leaders will pay close attention. On the horizon, benchmarks will continue to set the pace for innovation, nudging both sellers and buyers towards solutions that offer not only robust performance, but also sustainable, manageable architectures. My advice? Keep an eye on how the interplay of open source and hardware shapes not just your server room, but your overall business operations. Future server choices, deployments, and the approach to DevOps will be influenced as much by new Linux features as they are by the wattage of your next CPU. Thanks for listening.